Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast. Well, today we're having some kind of recording issue, so I'm a little worried you guys will have to bear with us. That's the price for continuous episodes, right? So we're going to try risking it on Skype, and who knows how things will work out. But today we are going to talk about Venezuela. Basically, we wanted to kind of have an example of how things kind of can turn for a country and how things fall apart. Like Venezuela went from being one of the wealthiest countries in South America and really one of the more wealthy countries in the world. And they're so rich in natural resources, tons of oil and all kinds of great stuff going on there, to a country where people are literally fighting for scraps of food. Their economy shrank 18% last year. Unemployment is, you know, they said something like 25%, but the people who are working are getting nothing, and it's ridiculous. Well, basically, under Chavez, Hugo Chavez was the president, and they were doing all right and reasonable. He was the crazy dictator, and he kept kind of tightening things up more and bringing things in, but in 2013, Hugo Chavez died, and when he died, Maduro took over, and this is where shit really started to fall apart. Admired, he was like the guy, you know, everybody loved him, and he'd been president since 99, and he had been nationalizing the oil industry and used the profits to fund food subsidies and education, healthcare. I don't know if you guys remember back, they had that stupid buying oil for Americans. Do you remember that, Kevin?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
That's, you know, you're like, what the hell? I mean, you know, it's kind of cool. And they were like bragging, you know, hey, socialism's so great, we can even help out the poor Americans who can't, you know, handle things. And things just kind of started slipping downhill. About 2014, in January, once Maduro had taken over, you started seeing a lot of violence, a lot of food shortages, food scarcity. So things really started to turn because Maduro wasn't using the money to, you know, put back in. It was kind of funding his own happiness, I guess we'll say. And they took, you know, people started taking to the streets in protest and getting angry. Government started making more and more cuts. The plummeting oil prices really took a toll in 2014, where the cash flow coming in, you know, just didn't really match up.
Right.
I don't know. Kevin, what are some of the things that really lead to the downturn there? Like, how did it all go wrong?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people said that this is what always happens with socialism, and this is socialism's fault. But really, there is a huge part of, like, it was sped up because the government was so corrupt that all the money they made from the oil coming back into the country didn't go back into refineries and, equipment for drilling the oil, for storage. It didn't go to any of that stuff.
Well, that was even kind of, right, collapsing. Kind of even under Chavez, though. I mean, he was given the money to the people kind of thing, and which was the idea, you know. People are like, well, democratic socialism, you know, that's what hasn't been tried, and that's right. What's going to work, and those are the few shining stars that, you know, there are out there, is what we keep hearing over and over again.
Yeah, Venezuela was one of those. I remember watching Danny Glover from Lethal Weapon. I remember him down there talking to Hugo Chavez about how great their country was and how, you know, equitable it was. But, you know, really, Hugo Chavez kind of just sank their whole economy into the toilet before he died.
Yeah.
And kind of left them with a shithole. And then left it over to Nicolas Maduro, who didn't fix anything. It only got worse under him.
Right. I think
what they started doing was they imported 2/3 of their food in Venezuela. And when they had lots of oil money coming in, that was no problem. But then they started the oil prices started dropping, so they didn't have any money coming in. So all the food, what they did was they had a national freeze on the prices of food. So the money kept skyrocketing, you know, inflation was through the roof, and the food was still cheap. But the problem was nobody was selling the food, because why the hell would you go out and do all the work to create food and sell it for free? So nobody did that. And they all, all the farmers and stuff went out of business. Their farms were all seized. And, they really mismanaged the economy and the money. Minimum wage was paid in 1/3 of it was food vouchers. So 1/3 of your income was paid to you by the government in vouchers for food, and then you go to the grocery store and there's no food there. So 1/3 of your money is just gone, and you can't buy food. You know, there's no food on the shelves there. So a bunch of lawmakers from opposition parties started running and getting elected. But then they passed any opposition lawmaker couldn't stand for office. And so they just arrested all of them. And some of them, like, took off to Colombia. And then they elected Juan Guaido. And 60 countries recognized him as president. But Maduro did not. And so, you know, they started having protests. And the police just started shooting the protesters, running them over with trucks and whatnot.
Sure.
And, of course, they had no firearms because it's not legal to own a firearm in Venezuela. And so, basically, what the government says is what goes. And nobody can do anything about it because they have no voice. What they say, what they want, that shit matters. As long as, you know, the top politicians are still wealthy, then they have, you know, it's going to stay that way.
Right. Now, I seem to remember Obama running around saying that Venezuela was the model and that we could do America like that and we'd be great. But it's funny because when I went back through the internet, I couldn't find that anywhere.
Yeah.
I was trying to find it. And, dude, I swear I remember that. I don't know. I swear all this stuff keeps disappearing from the internet. Like, you know, you go, you can, it is almost impossible to find on the internet that speech where Rumsfeld said, you know, we lost $1 trillion or whatever in the Pentagon. And, you know, the day before September 11th.
Right. And everybody forgot about that.
It took me like 3 hours of searching through YouTube shit to find that. And I'm like, did I imagine it? Is it just gone? And, you know, I finally found it. It was, like, buried in another like, the video said something else. But if you went through, you were able to, you know, oh, look, he did say that. And because I was trying to, you know, prove that to people, you know, it's like, oh, look, he said this. What are you talking about? And they're like, that never happened. And, you know, it's one of those.
And, right. And then you go search for it. And you're like, maybe I'm fucking crazy because maybe you didn't.
And but, so this one, I don't know. Maybe Obama never said it, but I'm telling you, that's what I remember. And damn, if I didn't look everywhere and try to find it, and I could not. So who knows? But I swear, man, the internet is really changing things. And that's one of the signs that, you know, things. That's kind of back to that Animal Farm where you have the big chalkboard with all the rules. And everybody keeps going back, and they're just, like, erasing it and changing shit. And they're like, oh, look, that wasn't a rule. I just thought that. I'm probably crazy, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, but that's how it goes, man. Some stuff, like, they say nothing ever disappears from the internet. But I think if you have enough money and you don't make a big deal about it, you can do it.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to have to start whenever crazy shit happens. I'm going to start saving personal files and then re-uploading them, you know?
Right. Download it, save it. Yep. Yeah. So really, right now, Juan Guaido is still in Venezuela, the western end of the western side of the country. And he's recognized by most countries as being the actual president. But the military is still backing Nicolas Maduro.
But I gotta say, like, if you're the president and everybody else in the world sees you as the president, except every person in your country, that's kind of awkward. It's like, yeah, I'm the guy.
Yeah, but you're not really the president of shit because you don't even have an army. Come on, man. But yeah. But yeah, so, I mean, not everybody is backing Juan Guaido. China is still backing Maduro. Russia is still backing Maduro. Iran is still backing Maduro. So there's a couple of countries that are very pro-democracy that are still backing Maduro. So you still got some friends out there, but, you know, it's... they're not the kind of friends that send you food for some reason. Because people are still starving to death.
Now, they did just try and send a big container ship a big tanker with gas.
To Venezuela?
From Iran to Venezuela.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't know they needed gas, but I guess maybe they don't have the refineries. But I thought, actually, they did have good refineries.
Now, but, the refineries are fucked up now. They didn't update them as it went, as you know, shit went downhill, and now they're kind of like, you know, kind of dumps. But I read that you can still buy a gallon of gas for about 3 or 4 cents U.S. currency, which I don't know how Iran could make that any cheaper. I mean, 3 or 4 cents in Venezuela is a lot of fucking money, though.
Right.
That's not nothing to sneeze at, but it's not it's not the crisis there. The crisis is that there's no fucking food. It's not that food's too expensive. There just isn't food. It's not there. And, you know, you can't fucking eat gas.
Wow. Can't you, though? I don't know. Yeah.
I always think about these sorts of things when people talk about socialism. And, you know, the basic idea of socialism... it's a good idea. I like the idea that everybody works hard and helps everybody else out, but the shit just never fucking works out that way. And you always get some asshole at the top that just becomes a dictator and keeps saying he's doing it for the people as he shoots the people and runs them over with trucks and has his military arrest anybody that opposes him. That's not really for the people anymore.
Right.
When you come publish papers and say what you want in the papers, that's not, you know, that's not for the people anymore. That's for you. And I'm sure that Nicolas Maduro has caviar and champagne and gets his dick sucked by, you know, 3 or 4 different people every day. Whatever the
fuck
you want.
Is that what
you
can do when you're a dictator?
And that's great bread. Yeah, just dick sucking all the time.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just assuming if I was a dictator, that'd be one of the things that I would. I don't know that he's doing that. I'm just saying.
You're just saying that's what you would be doing.
Yeah, why would you want to be a dictator if that's not on the table?
Okay. It's good to know, you know. That's now we see where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And every guy in America, I'd imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Only perverts like me.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, I don't know. Now, actually, see, you're thinking that they fell apart because of the whole dictator and the guy doing whatever he wants and, mm-hmm. and demanding, you know, that kind of thing. Demanding but it turns out that the LA Times actually got to the bottom of what went wrong in Venezuela.
Okay, so tell me what they said.
You want to know? Because I'm gonna hook you up there. So it turns out that the Democrat socialist ideas that people are implying led to the downfall of Venezuela mm-hmm. were actually corrupted by the capitalists.
Ah, the capitalists.
Their corrupt business practices to crash the oil market for their own greedy profits, which is what undermined Venezuela and their perfect system.
Oh, all right. I see. But now, Venezuela has all this oil.
Okay.
One of the rich, as far as landmass goes, one of the oil richest countries in the world. And they still are having a hard time making gas because they fucking they sold all their equipment, basically. They sold all their shit to make quick money, and then we're like, oh, wait a minute. Now they're all fucked. And there's, you know. But, I mean, when you have a country like that, and you realize your government's fucked up, and you realize you need to change things, it's too late by then. It's too late. There's nothing you can do aside of get shot or get run over by a truck. You know, you can stand out there with the sign, but nobody's going to pay attention to you. Nobody that actually matters.
Well, there is one thing you can do. If you're an inept, no, I don't want to say inept. I want to say impotent leader, like President Juan, how do you say it? Juan Guaido?
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Juan Guaido. And you're like, hey, I have this country. I'm elected by the people. America has my back. What can I do to get my country back?
Well,
there is something you could do.
They did try something that didn't really pan out.
Well, you know, I feel like there were spies, is what happened. So there's something you guys may be wondering about called Operation Gideon. And it happened on a Sunday morning, May 3rd, 2020, mm-hmm. so very recently. And now, I actually posted to the Prepping Badass group summary thing from some kind of website. I don't know, like Conspiracy Times or something, or, you know, who knows. But basically, I actually have the contracts that Godot had signed. And they're available there. You can actually review them. Now, you're going to like this. This guy said, hey, I will sign a paper. Now, mind you, if you make a deal for $212 million, mm-hmm. you're thinking you'd probably get that notarized. But you don't. Yeah. They don't even have to. It's not. It's just no blood, thumbprint, nothing. You know, you're mm-hmm. just like, hey. So Godot went to a Miami security firm. And Silver, said, hey.
Right. Silvercorp USA is the name.
Silvercorp. Right. And now the guy who runs this actually, you know, confirms all this. He shared the contract that he has with the president mm-hmm. and the whole thing. So he's right. He's all in. Now, the deal was he would be paid $212 million backed in U.S. dollars. And the deal was backed by oil. And upon basically the overthrow of Maduro. Mm-hmm. Now, what the deal was, they were actually going to pay $50 million up front. Now, it was not clear in the article I read of whether or not they received that $50 million. But since it happened, I feel like it had to, since it was up front, right? That was the deal?
Right.
I mean, that's kind of how upfront works.
It's not really clear where that money is, though.
Yeah, where the $50 million went. Now, I don't think the $212 in full was paid, but $50 million was paid. So 66 operators, we'll say.
Yeah, now, landed. Before you let's back up one little bit there. They promised they had 300 soldiers in training ready to go. But when it came time to actually start the operation, there was only 60 of them.
Wait, so, who said right. the 300? Was this Godot was going to back them up with 300?
It was a general that worked for Godot.
Okay.
But the general also is wanted by the United States for smuggling drugs into the country.
And I feel like already this not may, like.
Yeah,
this may be where the betrayal happened.
Yeah.
Right. This may be where the betrayal happened. Now, I'm not sure how Godot found this security firm. My guess is there was like an ad in the back of Soldier of Fortune magazine.
Oh, no, I will tell you. I'll tell you exactly how it happened. I looked into this.
All right. It wasn't in Soldier of Fortune?
No. Richard Branson.
Yes.
Richard Branson had a huge party for his company in Venezuela on one of those islands.
Okay.
And they hired Silvercorp USA to do the security.
Okay.
And as they were working there, they had made some contacts with Godot, some of the people that worked for Juan Godot. And that's how they got to be friends. It was all Richard Branson's fault.
Nice. Well, Richard Branson does kind of go synonymous with crazy and...
Yeah, crazy shit happens when he's around.
I don't know. Whenever I think of Branson, I always slide it even further and go to that McAfee guy.
Uh-huh. He's such a catch-up, man.
That guy's... I'm always like, well, there's crazy, and then there's McAfee crazy.
Yeah, right. He bought, like, a whole city, a whole town, hired all these security guards, and has maids come to his house and sit in a hammock and poop through the ropes in the hammock onto McAfee. Because I guess that's
your
thing.
Yeah.
You don't want to be pooped on by pretty girls.
If you have that kind of money, you know, you're like, hey, you know what I really want?
Yeah. So anyway, they promised him 300 soldiers, and it only 60 showed up. So to me, if your whole plan is set up and you don't get the military backing that you need, that's it. It doesn't work. That means you got to stop and make another plan. They did not think that. So they just loaded up their boat.
Well, some of these guys were Green Berets.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like three of them.
Yeah. So three Green Berets, that's like an army of 3,000 right there.
Right.
Regular soldiers.
Unless you get paid $50 million and somehow your budget is still zero and your boats start running out of gasoline before you get to where you're going.
Ooh, that's awkward. And then you show up and it turns out that the Maduro government was aware of your arrival and is just sitting there waiting to ambush you the minute you hit the beach.
Yeah, and they didn't actually even hit the beach. They were waiting with boats, with heavily armed boats.
Okay.
And before they even got to the water, or got to the shore. The whole thing ended badly. Now, the idea was that they were going to go and they were going to capture the airport there.
Uh-huh.
And they were going to go over to the presidential palace and they were going to take Maduro and put him on an airplane and send him out of the country. And that was the whole plan. Didn't seem like it was well thought out to me.
No, it doesn't.
Not when you have 60 guys to do the whole thing. And half of those guys are being paid by Maduro's government to tell them exactly what's going on before it happens.
Yeah, that's where it gets awkward. You know, you're like, hey, I can trust these guys.
Right.
And it ends bad. So anyway, if you are thinking about having maybe a revolution, you may want to choose your bedfellows a little more careful. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm just saying. But, you know, hey, to each his own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so, I don't know, that's it. I just kind of, I wanted to kind of showcase how the slippery slope can happen. You know, you go from good intentions, and even though Chavez was an idiot, and, I mean, he started out with reasonable intentions, at least that's how it appeared on the surface. Right. And maybe...
He really wanted to end the corruption in the government.
Right. And I think he's one of these guys who finds satisfaction in, you know, being the guy who gives you stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I'm a bigger man because look at me. I'm taking care of you. I'm feeding you. I'm whatever. Which, you know, in a way that worked out. You know, it was helping the people at the time. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he was more focused on the immediate instead of the long-term fix. Future and understanding of what it would take to kind of keep those refineries producing and whatever. And believe it or not, it was kind of his greed once he started messing with all the private companies. Because remember, he was letting the private companies come in and manage and handle things initially.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time went on, he was like, no, I'm just taking it over. And that's really when it all started to fall apart. The thing was, like, when he was kind of leasing the resources mm-hmm. to the companies and then using the money to, you know, prop up his people, mm-hmm. things were actually going pretty smooth. Because basically you were harnessing the power and the income generation of capitalism and then, you know, distributing it with the socialist idea. And that's kind of that hybrid that people seem to, you know, talk about. In their fantasies of when it works, even though they're always like, nope, pure socialism and, you know, whatever. And they call it democratic socialism. But it's basically use the capitalists as your whipping boy and then,
right,
you know, take the profits and hand them out so you're the big man, you know. So whatever. But I don't know. Just think about it. Now, I know you guys have been talking about for a long time how you'd like to see some prepping badass gear, maybe some t-shirts, maybe the coffee mug that says don't give them a fucking inch when you pick it up, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. And then maybe that prepping badass logo on the backside. Uh-huh. So your friends know, you know, hey, that guy, badass. And you're looking at them going, yeah, I ain't giving that motherfucker nothing. He wants some coffee? Nope. So... I don't know. There's some cool t-shirts. I even put a Uncle Joe Biden shirt up there. So Uncle you guys Joe. Might want to check that out. If you're supporting Joe Biden, I got a shirt for you. I got all kinds of good stuff up there.
If you do support Joe Biden and you go to get that shirt, you might be disappointed by what you see when you get there and take a look at it.
Oh, Kevin, you're killing me. You know, I bring the disappointment, you know?
That's right. So, that's right.
That's all. I did see one of you guys are starting to get some pictures up in the group.
Yeah, Garrett's making me look bad, man. He posted a bunch of this stuff up there already. Now we talked about this earlier. If you guys post get your prepping badass gear and right. post it on the Facebook page, we're going to select one of you guys for the Damascus steel Bowie knife.
Right. Now, if you want to see what this knife looks like, you just got to jump in the Prepping Badass group, and it'll be the first post that comes right up. You're going to see a nice picture of that knife that could be yours. Now, I guess at the moment, it just looks like Garrett is going to be our front runner here, because I know it's not going to be Kevin, because I don't see him...
I'm not even wearing the shirt right now. I just got it the other day. I have to wash it first. I don't feel comfortable putting on a new shirt.
Did you get the coffee mug? Did this arrive?
I did not get the coffee mug yet.
They did say they were going to ship separate, but they were ordered at the same time.
All right. So we'll see. We'll see how long it takes to get here.
And yeah, so there's a lot of cool stuff. Maybe you have to wear a face mask at work. How cool would you be if that face mask had the Prepping Badass logo on there?
That's right.
Or maybe you're going to the grocery store, pick up a little extra, you know, beans and gravy. Prepping Badass right there. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm just saying these are the options available to you. Anyway, we actually have a lot of cool stuff on there. And if you do, you know, we'd love to see pictures of you guys. And if you don't want to use your pictures in the Facebook ad, just shoot us a message and be like, hey, I like my privacy and I only want this in the group or whatever. And we'll respect that. But we really want to see, you know, you guys in the gear out there. And we would love to see if you're posting that stuff and sharing it. I know, you know, Garrett's already on top of it. Like I said, he's kind of setting the standard. And who gets the banner? That's a badass. That's a commitment right there.
Yes. Yeah. Now, did somebody order that already? I'm going to have to order one.
Fly the freaking Prepping Badass flag right in my house just so everybody knows I'm not fucking around. It might be in his front lawn right now as far as I know. It's probably across his front window, you know? People drive up, mailman, he comes up and, oh. See? That's commitment right there.
Yeah.
But basically, you know, change your name to Kicking Ass, I would, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right, man.
So, anyway, if you love the podcast, you may want to check us out on iTunes. Don't judge our audio and quality off this episode. We basically didn't want to let you down by missing a step here, so we wanted to make sure we got this out, but damn if we're not stuck using Skype. So, you know, things aren't always what they could be, right? Yeah, we're having some issues with the recording stuff. So who knows there. But anyway, leave us a review. Tell us, you know, you appreciate it. And I am going to throw out a bonus episode this week from way back and, you know, give you guys some more solid content so you can stay up on your badass listening. Otherwise, stay safe. We'll talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.
Listening to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.
On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep sea adventures.
Coming to me.
Double. He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8" Western.
Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.